Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Mental Gym. We're all about pumping up that mental strength, building resilience, and navigating life's ups and downs with a little more grace, right? Now, today's topic is something we don't always talk about, but it's absolutely crucial for our mental well-being. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you were carrying around a heavy backpack of grudges and resentment? You know that feeling when anger or hurt lingers long after the situation has passed? It's like this invisible weight dragging us down, making it harder to move forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing yourself from the emotional shackles of the past. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Seriously, it's about breaking free from the prison of anger and hurt that you built around yourself. Holding onto resentment only hurts you in the long run, creating stress, anxiety, and even physical ailments. So think of forgiveness as an act of self-love, a way to heal and reclaim your peace of mind. 2. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't erase what happened, but it allows you to move on without being defined by it. Imagine it like this. You can acknowledge the pain, learn from the experience, and then choose to let go of the negativity. Think of it as shifting your perspective. Not forgetting what happened, but choosing not to let it control your present or future. 3. It's a process, not a switch you flip. Forgiveness takes time, patience, and sometimes even professional guidance. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen overnight. Be kind to yourself, practice self-compassion, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. You're not weak for needing time, you're strong for choosing to heal. 4. It's about setting boundaries, not condoning actions. Forgiveness doesn't mean accepting harmful behavior or staying in toxic situations. It's about releasing the anger and pain within yourself so that you can move forward with clarity and strength. You can forgive someone without allowing them back into your life if it's not healthy for you. 5. Forgiveness is a powerful catalyst for growth. When we release resentment, we open ourselves up to new possibilities, deeper connections, and greater happiness. It's about breaking free from the past and embracing the potential of the present moment. Think about a time when you held onto anger or resentment. Maybe it was a personal betrayal, a conflict with a loved one, or even an injustice you experienced. How did that feeling affect you? Your relationships, your outlook on life, your overall well-being? Forgiveness might not erase the pain of the past, but it can liberate you from its grip. It's like saying goodbye to baggage you no longer need, making space for joy, peace, and personal growth. Okay, so let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You have a close friend who betrayed your trust. They broke a promise, hurt you deeply, and maybe even gossiped about you behind your back. It's natural to feel angry, hurt, and even vengeful in that situation. But holding onto that anger will only poison you, right? It'll cloud your judgment, make it harder to trust others, and ultimately prevent you from healing. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions. It means choosing not to let their actions define your happiness. Think about how powerful that is. You can choose to release the anger and pain, allowing yourself to move forward with a lighter heart. Maybe you even find the strength to communicate with your friend, express your hurt, and try to mend the relationship. Remember, forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. It's about reclaiming your power, freeing yourself from emotional burdens, and creating space for joy, peace, and healing in your life. So take a deep breath, let go of the resentment, and start embracing the liberating power of forgiveness. This might feel tough at first, but trust me, it's worth it. Forgiveness is like opening a window in your soul, letting in fresh air, sunshine, and new possibilities. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Maybe a friend, family member, or even just someone struggling with past hurts. And don't forget to leave a review and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep lifting those weights, both mentally and physically, and remember, you are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.